It's diplomatic bombshell, potentially. An escaped Chinese activist, dissident Chen Guangcheng, is reportedly now at the U.S. Embassy or the ambassador's home in Beijing. The timing of this situation is adding to the drama as it happens in advance of high-level talks with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. CBS White House correspondent Nora O'Donnell tells WTOP this morning the administration is handling it very delicately.
This is the biggest test in U.S.-China relations in 20 years. The Chinese believe that if they were to let Chen go free, this could cause a lot of other activists within China to rise up and create a real problem for that state.
Joining us live this morning is China expert and Forbes.com columnist Gordon Chang. Gordon, why does the U.S. seem so panicked by all this?
Yeah, I really don't know, because this is a crisis, but this is not a crisis for the United States. This is a crisis for China. We see some evidence or some indications that the splintering of the Chinese political system, which became evident at the beginning of February, has gotten worse over the Chen matter. But this is a Chinese matter. And in the talks that are supposed to start on Thursday, you know, these have been going on since 2006 and have yielded very little for the United States. So if the talks are derailed, it isn't really going to affect things between the United States and China.
In what way might you suggest this could be resolved so that it doesn't become something that splinters in the relationship?
Well, the Chinese could give up and allow Chen and his wife to go to the United States. But Chen has indicated that he does not want to leave China. He wants to change China. And because of that, that really puts the Communist Party in a very difficult position. It's already fragile at this point because of the intense infighting at the top. And so this is something that could potentially split the party even further and lead to even more social unrest and turmoil in China.
Is there any possibility that this escape, as it's called, was orchestrated by China to take pressure off them to perform or deliver the talks?
I don't think so, but there is some indication that because of this infighting, some groups at the top of the Communist Party allowed Chen to escape to embarrass other Chinese leaders. And if that is indeed the case, then what we're talking about is a potential failure of the Communist Party, because that means
right.
that the infighting has gotten to the no-holds-barred situation.
Right, and to put this in perspective here, it occurs after a time in which Chinese leaders are a bit embarrassed by the way in which some of those people who have been involved in the ruling party there have lived their lives while others are sacrificing and working ridiculously long hours with no time off.
Well, this Bo Xilai crisis, which started in February, shows that Chinese leaders have hundreds of millions of dollars stashed away. And that is something that has a very corrosive effect among in popular opinion, because the Chinese people see this one sordid story after another. And it's not just the incredible amounts of theft of money. It's also been murder and lust and everything else that you can imagine.
Gordon, we appreciate your perspective. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Gordon Chang, Forbes.com columnist and an expert on China.